counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, it's Adil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, last week we finished off 2015 by giving you the top 20 of 2015. This week, we're into 2016, getting the first countdown of 2016 in as well. A really big show. We're featuring Shivering Songs this week, and a big feature it is. All kinds of great artists we're chatting with in the next 2 hours of the program. Of course, shiveringsongs.com. You can check out the festival lineup and head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, for the contest. We're giving away some tickets to Shane Coison as well as Mo Kenny and Liz Hey Babies. We have that and all kinds more. Of course, we are going to do the countdown as well. Myself, Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland is also in studio, and he's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to earshot-online.com.
You go and check it out. As always, it is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published by the National Campus Community Radio Association. Usually about 30 campus stations submitting to create the National Top 50. You can find the entire Top 50, as always, at earshot-online.com. Last week was the first chart of the year. There was about 18 or so stations submitting, and this week we're back into a normal program. There's about 25, so almost the normal amount of stations back into it as all their programmers come back from some holiday breaks and some great new records coming out in 2016. So as always, you can go find the full top 50 as well as the top 30 charts from all these separate stations. You can also find specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, reviews, interviews, and a lot more, including some monthly charts. And as we brought you last week, the top 200 of 2015. We only played the top 20 as we do every week, but you can find the full list there for sure. So definitely go and check it out. We had a pretty, I feel like we always ramp it up towards the end because we know we're about to have a little bit of a break. So we had some, a really, I thought like a really great show, lots of great features in the end of 2015. We had Grimes, Metric, and Wooden Wives on the same episode. And then last week was our year end episode, and we always have lots of great features on there. And so of course we just continue to ramp it up from here. We have a couple of, we have like four big features today. And next week we already have a few things.
Next week I'm going to try and the entire episode just for the interviews. There'll be no music. It'll just be all
30-second snippets of songs.
Yeah.
So lots of great stuff. And of course, as I mentioned, we didn't do a show last week for the regular charts, but there was a little bit of a chart there. You can go and find the full list there. But we still have lots of great new stuff for you here this week. We're going to have one debut in the top 20. If you think about it, not that hard, you're going to be able to guess what the debut is. And so it's great to have that record on here, and a pretty sad week that we'll tell you all about in just a few moments. And we also have four new records to the show as well. And when we have the chance to give you the lowdown, I'll tell you about some of the things that were landing on the charts last week, because there was one record that landed in the top 20 that would have been really awesome to play, and it falls just out of the top 20 this week. So hopefully it'll
creep back up
there as well. So
awesome. You can find us online, earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and @earshot20 on Twitter. Great ways to reach out to us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We're doing that in the next couple of weeks. We'll have some great features with some artists who have reached out to us. Of course, we had to jam as much as we could in for Shivering Songs this week as a partner of that festival. So you can check out all the great interviews upcoming and lots of great interviews in this show to give you. We're going to kick it off at number 20. We'll make our way up from there. And of course, in this hour, we'll hear from Steven and a couple of interviews related to Shivering Songs as well.
All right, we're going to kick it off here at number 20 as we do every single week. This record is featured on 9 stations this week. It is the Soup Can Soft Party from Telephone Explosion. Last week it was at number 36. You're going to hear Dish Pig. The Town Heroes from Nova Scotia re-enter the charts at number 19. Please Everyone, and you'll hear Family. And Metric down from number 2 to number 18. Pagans in Vegas this week. Blind Valentine.
Here's Dish Pig, Soup Cans, your number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. Dish Pig,
Earshot 20. Number 19.
When they think that no one would, I like to write the names with ink and blood to show that what they mean to me is more than what they know. I like the way it feels when a friend knocks at my door, fills up the with all the things I like them for. I need to tell you all what you really are to me. I wouldn't stand a chance without my family. When you think that no one would, I like to write the names with ink and blood to show that what they mean to me is more than what they know.
Whatever I want, whatever I do, whatever I say, whatever I make, whatever I spend, whatever I say. The sound of the club, the kiss on your lips, it should be mine. The people you meet, the people you trust, the people you find. That's the difference, baby, between you and me. That's the difference, baby, between you and me. Sky high in better times when love was hard to find. Sky high in better times with my blind Valentine. Love, my friend, was blind. Sky high in harder times with my blind Valentine. Your house in that town, the window that frames the view that you saw. You keep racing down that hill, but you never fall. That's the
difference, baby, between you and me. That's the difference, baby, between your whole life and mine.
That was Blind Valentine by Metric, closing out our first set this week at number 18, down from number 2, their latest album entitled Pagans in Vegas. Please Everyone is the new one in 2015 by The Town Heroes, and it continues its trek into the new year at number 19, re-entering in that spot with the track Family. And we kicked it off this week with Dish Pig by Soup Cans. Their latest is called Soft Party. It was at number 20, up from number 36.
Halifax-based five-piece Quiet Parade will be taking the stage as part of the Shivering Songs Festival, which we've been talking about throughout the show. The festival runs January 21st to the 24th, and you can head to our Facebook page for a cool contest to win a couple of tickets to some of what you can expect or what you can see at Shivering Songs. But there's so much more, including a show with Quiet Parade. They'll play on Saturday of the festival at the Capitol Bar alongside the Burning Hell and Brookside Mall. Trevor Murphy is a member of the band and joins us to chat. Trevor, always great to be able to catch up.
Always great to be on the Earshot 20.
It must have been a relatively busy second half of 2015 for you guys, and probably prior to that as well, as you released your self-titled album in September.
Yeah, we spent some time doing a little bit of touring, especially out to Ontario and stuff, which is something kind of new for Quiet Parade. That kind of came on the heels of the initial release of the record, and then following that we had some really great shows at the Halifax Pop Explosion, and then we played this event called Nova Scotia Music Week as well, and then kind of hunkered down for December and started to, well, actually before that we did our actual CD release at the end of the whole cycle, you know, so at the end of November we were able to have a big celebration here in Halifax and did it up proper, and then now we're just kind of in winter mode, hibernating, doing a little bit of writing, getting ready to come to Fredericton and play here in Halifax for another festival called Shivering Songs too.
Awesome.
It's called In the Dead of Winter in Halifax. Shivering Songs in Fredericton, of course.
Right. When you're busy, it's hard to keep track of some of those things, for sure. I also noticed on your website, you've got a couple of videos up for We Were Here and City of the Dead, which is a couple of songs off of the album. When it came to creating those, did you have a lot of say in the direction and artistic direction of the music videos?
Well, we've kind of... One of the things we really wanted to do was really focus on content. It's kind of a millennial approach to being in a band, I guess, if you want to call it. But we knew that this time around we wanted to really kind of put a focus on having things that we could share and just kind of keep the word going up with the band. So videos was an easy kind of decision for us to do. But largely the idea behind the videos, and we have some others in the works, the idea is that... We kind of just give them to a filmmaker or someone who's used to making music videos, or maybe they're not even used to making videos. But the idea is to just kind of trust their inherent artistic process, you know, and let that guide them, let the song speak to them in their own way. We're, of course, along the way for some of the ride, and you know, we certainly have input, but I think it's been kind of a fun challenge for us to take on a process where we're like, let's just give this to someone and see what they come up with, you know. And for us, it was a good way to approach it because the album was largely made for the first time ever in Kawaii Parade history, kind of as a band. And that involved myself personally kind of giving up some of the control and letting everybody in under the skin and letting them have a say in the songwriting. And so I kind of wanted to take a similar approach to the content too, and just trust people and have a foundation there where people can kind of let their vision of what we're trying to do speak.
Well, it didn't fail you because the videos look awesome. I had a chance to watch through them before we chatted, and they look really cool. So kudos to you on that, and the album as well. Great stuff. And folks coming out to Shivering Songs, which we've been talking about January 21st to the 24th, they will have an opportunity to hear some of that great music from the album as you are playing at the Capitol Bar. Tell us a little bit about that and what folks can expect for the show.
Well, I think we've kind of settled into our groove as a band, specifically over the last year. And Kawaii Parade kind of brings this healthy mix of sadness and optimism. And, you know, we're kind of a listening band. We're not necessarily a party band, but we can amp up the volume a little bit if we have to. But I think, you know, Kawaii Parade is the kind of band that if you're interested in listening to lyrics and some good arrangements and good production, we're the band for you. So that's kind of what you can expect to see at the Capitol, I guess, when we play there for Shivering Songs. And another important thing to notice is that, like, our energy is always way high when we come to Fredericton because we just love it there so much, especially playing at a bar like the Capitol, playing a festival like Shivering Songs. All those things mean a tremendous amount to us, and we just have been big fans of the festival for a long time, big fans of the Olympic Symphonium, the guys who run it, and we were just so jazzed to be there. There's actually a song, the first song on our record is called All My Time. There's a line in that song that specifically mentions Shivering Songs, and it's a total, you know, it was intentional. That song is kind of writing from a perspective about loving music and just kind of giving your all to music. And that kind of sentiment really came up for me a lot from attending festivals like Shivering Songs and just seeing how amazing a little music community can be, you know. And Fredericton is a special place for me personally. It holds a special place in my heart. So we're always so stoked to go to Fredericton.
Awesome. Well, folks will have a chance to take that in, and lots of great music happening throughout the weekend with Shivering Songs. With Kawaii Parade, we'll take the stage with Brookside Mall and The Burning Hell on Saturday, January 23rd, and it's at the Capitol Bar. The doors open at 9:45. The show kicks off at 10:45. $8 at the door, or if you have your Shivering Songs pass, that will be free for you. Trevor, always a great opportunity to have you on the show and chat, and we wish you the best. I know that also you had mentioned you have a show coming up in Halifax as well, so it seems like 2016 is starting off to be relatively busy for you guys.
Yeah, so far so good, and we're just really excited to see what the next year brings. And before I let you go, I just want to say long live campus and community radio.
Awesome. Check them out online at quietparade.com. Here's a track from their self-titled album, Now, and then more of the charts. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 17.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
race against the grain and fool them all again and again. I'm trying to. It's all gone wrong, we're all in arm. The bitter love ends never end. I'm falling down. Don't believe for just one second I'm forgetting you. I'm trying to. I'm dying to.
That was Dollar Days by David Bowie, his new album Black Star, debuting at number 16. Before that, at number 17, down from number 15, Esmarine, Lost Voices, and a track called A Trick of the Light. We had an Earshot extra in here this week from Quiet Parade called Ancestors.
We've had a pretty jam-packed show so far. Hope you're enjoying it. Lots of coverage for Shivering Songs. Of course, the festival is happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick on January 21st to the 24th. Check it out. We're heading to the phone line now to catch up with Stephen Karlick, senior editor of Exclaim Magazine, a friend of ours here on the program, brings us great music news every week, and this is the first music news, first official music news of 2016, where last week was our top 20 of 2015, and we talked about some of the big things that happened in 2015. So, Stephen, I'm excited. I'm excited, but I'm also kind of sad in how we have to start this off. But I'm excited to have you. It's always good to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. It's definitely been a sad way to start the year. There's been a real pall cast over this this past week, at the very least, as musical icon, musical legend, whatever you want to call him, David Bowie has passed away. It was announced very, very early in the morning of January 11th at around 1:30 a.m. that Bowie had passed away an hour or so earlier, so it was on January 10th that he passed. David Bowie's official Facebook page announced, quote, David Bowie died peacefully today, surrounded by his family, after a courageous 18-month battle with cancer. While many of you will share in this loss, we ask that you respect the family's privacy during their time of grief. This was utterly, utterly shocking news that sort of spread through the internet very, very quickly. The Hollywood Reporter corroborated the information right away. Then David Bowie's son confirmed it on Twitter, and it was later announced on Facebook, what I just read to you. An outpour of grief followed from people who worked with Bowie, other musicians and fans. Tony Visconti, famous Bowie collaborator and producer and musician, who especially worked on The Man Who Sold the World, shared his condolences on the internet, as well as Brian Eno and a host of others. I myself found out somewhere around 2 a.m. in the midst of about 2 months of working on Exclaim does a series called Essential Guides, where we pinpoint exactly where to start with an artist and how to navigate their catalog from there, things to avoid, things to get into once you've got the essentials down. And I'd spent about the last 2 months researching it, listening to everything in Bowie's catalog. He's my favorite musician who ever lived. And so it was just as I wrapped up writing it, and and went to bed that I actually saw on the internet that he had passed. So it was the next day that that Exclaim actually published our essential guide to David Bowie with a new intro, of course, that I had to rewrite. But if you are sort of looking to get into Bowie now that you're sort of learning more about him, you can find that at exclaim.ca. It's got a little bit of my heart in it, and I look forward to sort of talking about Bowie and experiencing his music with more people. Of course, in Toronto on Wednesday and Thursday, Tony Visconti and Woody Woodmansey, who was the drummer in the Spiders from Mars, they've been touring, and they played the entirety of Man Who Sold the World, as well as a bunch of other hits, for an audience that was just having the time of their lives. So it's been really nice. Sort of, I know a bunch of friends of mine have been having DJ nights where they play only Bowie karaoke nights. So it's been bittersweet, but it's been nice nonetheless to sort of reconnect with an artist that meant so much to so many.
Not only a music icon too, but I hear a lot about the fashion world and what he brought to that. And of course, it was, whether or not, how many people knew this, but there was talk after the Golden Globes had happened, there was kind of a lull that fell over the room, I think, as people started to find out about the fact that Bowie had passed, even at the Globes. So it was sobering news for sure for the entire world.
Yeah, and I mean, just, you really felt the extent of his reach the next day, whether it was in the LGBTQ community, whether it was in the music community, whether, I mean, it was just coming from sort of every edge of the music world and the world at large, so definitely shockwaves. I certainly can't imagine a musician I'll be sadder to lose than David Bowie. It's been a tough week.
Well, we'll leave it there for this hour, and let that sit. We'll get back to the charts, but our hearts with the family of David Bowie, and certainly his music will not be forgotten. Right now, we're going to get back to the charts. We'll join Stephen again in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Dilly Dally, Next Gold, a track from their latest release, Soar, at number 15, up from number 35.
I'm
That was Mine by TV Freaks at number 14. Up from number 34 is Bad Luck Charms. Before that, Next Gold by Dilly Dally. Up from number 35 to number 15 is the album Soar.
So earlier you heard from Trevor Murphy of Quiet Parade, one of the bands that is playing the Shivering Songs Festival. It's an awesome festival in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and it's coming up January 21st to the 24th. One you're not going to want to miss. An opportunity now to chat with someone from the festival. It is Brendan McGee, and he works with the media and communications component of the festival. He's on the line with us now to chat. And Brendan, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to chat a little bit about the festival, and it's quite unique, the differences in some of the performers and some of the things that you offer in this festival compared to some of the other festivals that folks might be used to going to. It's quite eclectic.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think when the word festival comes to mind, people sort of instantly think of a summer and big outdoor stages, but we offer quite a different product than that, for sure. So we're based in Fredericton here. Our main venue is the Wilmot United Church, but we also program in some other big venues in Fredericton, like the Farmers Market and the Charlotte Street Arts Center, as well as a bunch of local bars, pubs, and clubs. But of course, we're in January, so the temperature is a little bit less conducive to outdoor music.
And you've got great acts lined up. Vogue Dots, Mono. I was talking about Quiet Parade earlier. We had a chance to chat with Mo Kenny, Joel Plaskett. You've got all kinds of great artists. And then on top of that, you also have you also offer a bit of a different swing on things, because it's not just music, it's also storytelling. Shane Coyson will be there. What is there anything, anyone that in particular, and I'm putting you on the spot, but anyone in particular that you think was a really big get this year that you're really excited for a particular show?
Well, you just mentioned Shane, and I think he's probably he may still be a little bit under the radar in parts of the country. I think he's an incredible get. I saw him perform maybe 2 years ago and really just took a chance on the show. Was completely blown away. And I was sort of reading his bio the other day just offhand, and it was like, it's a ridiculous bio. There's something in there, like he performed at the Vancouver Olympic opening ceremonies and got a standing ovation from like 55,000 people. So, that's a pretty good thing to take a chance on if you're not familiar with his work. As well, I mean, obviously Joel Plaskett is like a favorite around here. It's great to see him. I've actually not seen Mono yet, so I'm really looking forward to catching that first show with them.
And I think it's pretty interesting too. When we talked to Joel Plaskett, and we mentioned this in the interview, and folks will hear that coming up, but he's playing with his dad, and I think that's kind of fun. And they've done that quite a bit. He said they've played together quite a bit, but still really interesting that he's taking the stage. And he's no stranger to playing with others. He's played with Mo Kenny. There's lots of different people that he's taken the stage with, but there's something special about him taking the stage with his dad.
Absolutely. And Joel is no stranger to Fredericton. In fact, like I said, he's a fan favorite around these parts, but I'm quite certain that he's never performed here with his dad. Even maybe on the three tour might have been the one exception, but I'm not even sure about that. And to have him, to have him period is fantastic, but to present him in a venue like the church, which is just a stunning atmosphere and look, but then to also have a unique spin on his show, I think we're really excited for that.
So lots of different shows, lots of venues. Some shows are sold out now, but there is opportunity to see lots of great stuff throughout the weekend. Where can folks get tickets, buy tickets, all the information?
Absolutely. Yeah, we sold out festival passes and a number of tickets, but we do still have a ton of great stuff. All tickets online can be attained through www.shiveringsongs.com. And as well, for folks that are going to be in Fredericton or in Fredericton now, there's a really handy E-Tix Now kiosk in the lobby of Isaac's Way Restaurant. So maybe you grab a bite to eat and a couple of tickets as well.
Awesome stuff. Well, shiveringsongs.com, there's the website. And before Brendan and I came on, we were talking a little bit about snow, because we know a lot of the country is getting that over the next little while. And you'd mentioned that normally there's a blizzard on Saturday. We hope that that's not the case, but it has kind of been a tradition. So maybe people are looking forward to that. Maybe it's nice to have a little snowstorm outside, be warm inside, taking in some great entertainment.
Absolutely. It's a very short walk between venues, so don't let that discourage you at all.
Awesome. Brendan, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us. We really hope the festival goes well. We know it will, because it's a great festival. And best of luck on your end to all the folks involved.
Well, thanks very much for having us. We'll see you all next weekend.
That was Brendan McGee from Shivering Songs. Now we're going to get back to the charts. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Peaches. Her latest album is called Rub. It's at number 13, up from 18. Here is the lead track and single, Close Up.
Look to the right. to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. Are you ready?
Don't follow patronymic. Splooge, look at that spillage. Scoop it up for the clinic. Try to keep it up in your lineage. Making me livid. Got no limits. Cynic, cynic, cynic. Wait a minute. Who were you looking at when you grew fat? You just blew that. Can't redo that. That diminish the pillage. A privilege to visit my village. Are you finished? Saw shrinkage. You see snot coins in my mintage.
Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. You ready?
Homozone, different wardrobe, testosterone. Blender, Tinder, finder, grinder, romance the phone. Better go home, better get stoned. Set up in the mirror for peak of the clone. You're a person alone, with a personal loan. Tasha Leon, gonna break your hip bone. Just a line of scrimmage. Not real, but image. A vintage gimmick that you just can't mimic.
Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
To change your point of view, it's just for late nights. Always got the best of you. Sometimes I would hide and cry all night. Unsteady, waiting for some contact, call back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Ready to Shine by Young Galaxy, their 2015 release on Paperbag Records. False Work from number 4 to number 11. Beliefs at number 12, down from number 7. Their newest is called Leaper, and you heard Color of Your Name. And we started off that set with Peaches. Her latest album is called Rub. It's at number 13, up from number 18. And that was the lead single and lead track from that album, which features Kim Gordon, and it was called Close Up.
There you go. That is the first 10 of the top 20 complete. Before we leave you, we're going to give you the lowdown in this hour of the program, just because the next hour might be a little tight for us to get it in. There's so much going on with Shivering Songs that we've featured lots of artists, which is great, but it means that tight timing puts us to the first hour for the lowdown, but that's okay. A little bit to talk about in terms of new albums below the top 20.
Yeah, well, it can be relatively quick here. There's only about 5 albums below the top 20 debuting, but some pretty cool ones for sure. Lori Yates in at number 46, Sweetheart of the Valley. At number 44, Earthbound Trio from St. John. They have a new album out called Ditch Flowers in late 2015. Check that one out. At number 41, The Paper Kites, 12-4. Number 37, Autumn Kings with their self-titled album. And the highest debut this week was at number 24 with Rooms. It takes a lot to show up.
There you go. All right. So that's what's debuting below the top 20. Of course, probably a chance for some of those albums to make their way into the top 20. And yeah, if you want to see them in the top 20, all you have to do is call your local radio station and ask them to spin the tracks.
Yeah. And at the very beginning of the show, we mentioned too, of course, that there were some charts last week. And so you can go and find that out, the full list there. But we didn't hear, if we had done a show, a regular show last week, you would have heard from Little You, Little Me, or a band that we featured late 2015. They were at number 16. They're at number 24. Some other groups that fell into the top 20 that aren't there this week are Ott, Roco Code, Sweet Alibi, and a really cool holiday record from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings called It's a Holiday Soul Party. That it would have been really cool to play this on the show, but we were kind of on a break around the holiday Christmas time, and when all these folks were playing this cool record, we actually played a couple of tracks from it on our Christmas Eve holiday special show, that we yeah. had a couple of weeks ago. That was pretty fun, and we'll have to do it again all over again in almost 365 odd days. A little less than that, probably about 30 less than that now.
346
to Christmas. Is that how many days it is?
Yeah. And I only know that because the mailroom the mailroom clerk has a
yeah, Tammy
has yeah, she has enough yeah.
updates.
So so there you go. Earshot 20 on Facebook. It's facebook.com/earshot20. Still a chance for you possibly to get in on the contest for Shivering Songs. And it's a like and share contest with the photo. If not, though, head on over to the site, shiveringsongs.com, and you can check out all the information there about the festival. It is a great one happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick, January 21st to the 24th. If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Evan, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We count down the charts every week from earshot-online.com. And the show is recorded and airs in local in St. John, New Brunswick on local 107.3 FM. This campus and community radio station here from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every Friday, and then is sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might also be listening to the show if you download from radioforall.net or podcast through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks for tuning in, and stick around because we still have another great hour of programming on the way after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.